Hey y'all, welcome to the 43rd episode of Overcaffeinated. I'm actually holding myself accountable. I'm actually recording this almost a week earlier than when it will be released, which is really good. I'm integrating this more into my schedule, which you would think it would have been before, but it wasn't. And before we get started, it's the morning, so I'm actually drinking a new coffee right now. It's the Stumptown plant-based cold brew coffee with oat milk. And it's with like the Oatly oat milk, which I really like. And it's the original flavor, but I'm going to be posting a reel and a TikTok of myself at like making it at, well, it's like already refrigerated. It comes in like a little, like almost like milk carton type, or it looks like one of those like pre-done like protein shakes too. It's really good. I just like don't like plain coffee. I like having vanilla flavoring. So I just added a little bit of sugar-free vanilla syrup and it tastes delicious. I really like it. I got these through my work. I get like a subscription box of different snacks per month, which is really cool. And they add, you can choose like what type of drink you'd like. And it's either like hot coffee, the cold brew like this, different teas, hot chocolate, or kombucha. And so I chose the cold brew coffee and I really like it. I have one more left. I tried the original and the chocolate and now I have another one, but I'm kind of scared to try it. I think, I don't know what it's called. I don't want to butcher it, but I think it's like the Mexican spicy chocolate thing, but I don't know what that's called. So we'll see if I like that or not. I'm a little scared, but it should be fine if I add a little bit of my vanilla to it. I could always like cream it down with my own creamer and stuff, but I'm super excited. Today we are starting the Side Hustle series. This is episode number one of that. And this is going to be tips and tricks to sell your closet efficiently and effectively. My like biggest side hustle that I do that I actually like make some decent cash on is selling items from my closet. And after many years of practice and trial and error, I have a lot of tips and tricks. And I don't only sell items from my own closet, but I sell stuff of my mom's, my dad's closet even. I learned how to do like more male clothes. My cousin was moving, so she had me take a bunch of her stuff. Some of my friends even, my one friend, she like gave me a swimsuit and I literally sold it in like 2 days. And she was like, are you serious? I was like, I don't know. I was on a streak for a while. And then soon I'll reach my aunt's closet because she needs some help cleaning some stuff out too. So it's nice to be able to help my family because I've like grown my Mercari platform to, I've sold like almost 100 items, which is like a lot for on there, I feel like, or just in general, like 100 items is a lot. And so it just shows that I'm more verified and I have like a bunch of reviews and everything. So I think my page, because I do have a lot of active items on there, my items seem to go quicker. But I am going to give you guys all a warning. This is a very time-consuming side hustle. This is not something that just happens overnight. But if you are moving or trying to get rid of things and you like, or you lost a lot of weight or you're just like sick of your closet or whatever, for whatever reason, you're trying to get rid of things, and you do have like the space and the time, space meaning like you have space to like store the stuff, because like if you don't have a place to store the stuff, then that's kind of a problem. But if you have space to store everything and you can do it, highly recommend doing it. But once you get the ball rolling on this, like it becomes way easier. Like right now I have like photos of all my inventory, so I'll explain later how I post it, not just on one site, but how I can like repurpose the photos and post them on different ones to get more traction. But without further ado, I'm going to start the steps to effectively sell your items. So if you are very interested in this, grab a pen and paper and take some notes. All right. Number one, you want to choose the platform that best suits your products. So for myself, I'm mainly selling women's clothing, nothing like super high end, and honestly, nothing super trendy either. I feel like there's different demographics. Like, this is like very like general. A lot of the stuff is like TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack, Old Navy, very like general places. Nothing super designer or there's like a few Zara things in there that I've just like outgrown and stuff. But I found that Mercari has been the best for me. Poshmark, I found a lot of difficulty with, and the items like sat for a while, and I think it's like their shipping thing, and also just like their algorithm is super bizarre. They like want you to have like a lot of items on there, and like I do have a lot of items, but also just like the way that like they have you post on there is just not, it's just like very time consuming. And you have to like repost your own things, and like it's just like really annoying. But it's also annoying because I have a lot of Poshmark followers, because it's like hooked up with your Facebook. So it's like all of my Facebook friends plus like other people from the years have been on there. Who knows? Maybe I will post some more stuff on there. I did sell one random thing on there a few weeks ago. You just kind of never know. But I've also been exploring Depop, which is another selling app. And I haven't bought anything on it myself, and I haven't sold anything yet, but I did post a lot of things, and I do really like all of the features that they have. I like how you like how they give you so many like items to choose on how you tag the items. And like, it just makes it so much more searchable for anyone, because like I've gotten a lot of likes on all my products with zero followers, and I'm not following anyone either. And so I just like how their algorithm works, because it makes items very, very searchable without having to type anything. It's just like buttons you like you click, and you're like, yeah, this is more Y2K, and this is this color, and I use this adjective to describe it. And you don't have to like type it in, because that's the one thing with Mercari too, is you have to like type in keywords. Excuse me, I'm blowing my nose. You have to type in keywords, which is kind of annoying, and I kind of stopped doing that because I just was organically having a lot of traction. And also Mercari, if you want this feature, they also have a feature now where you can do local pickup. So like they like partnered with Uber, which I think is like so genius, but it's kind of annoying because the people still have to pay for shipping. Like they still have to pay like a $7 fee to like get the stuff delivered to them, which like makes sense because like obviously the driver has to get compensated in some way to like drive it to and from. But it's nice because you're able to sell more like furniture and different things that can't necessarily be shipped, but can, it could be like a Facebook marketplace kind of thing almost, but you don't have to see the person. You literally just put it out on the curb and the Uber guy picks it up and then they take it to the other people's house, which is like kind of bizarre, but very cool at the same time. So Mercari also has that feature. And also I forgot to mention that Mercari also is a platform that you don't only have to sell clothes on. You can sell electronics. You could sell different home good things. I've sold a lot of like electronic stuff on there. I forget if I have sold home goods. I've sold sunglasses on there. That's technically like fashion, I suppose. But they have more of a variety of items that you can sell, whereas Poshmark and Depop are mainly clothes or only clothes. And then lastly, there's Facebook Marketplace, which I feel like has definitely evolved throughout the years. There's definitely like some specific Facebook groups you can join, like for like your neighborhood or the area that you live in. And some of them might even be clothes specific. Cause I've noticed on like, if you post on the marketplace directly, I haven't had as much luck with clothing as I used to. Like when I like first started selling clothes, Poshmark and Mercari and Depop, that all didn't exist. It was literally only selling on Facebook. And I would sell stuff on Facebook and I would like message with the people and I would go with my mom and I'd meet them in the parking lot of the Target by my house. And that I felt was like a safe space because like Target was always busy and there were like people around to meet the people. And I would do a lot of, and that was before Venmo too. So I would do a lot of cash deals in the Target parking lot. But you always have to make sure if you do meet up with people that try to bring someone with you or be safe. Or if you do porch pickup, just try to do that if you can. And with now with all the different ways people can pay each other online, it does make it so much easier to be safe, and with COVID to be safe too if you don't want to interact with other people. But yeah, so you could find like different Facebook groups to do that. Like there's one that I'm in that's actually a specific Lululemon group, so it's only Lululemon items. And like for something that's higher end like that, like there's people that look for items that may have been like later dates or discontinued, or like someone's looking for a specific item. And it's actually a nice way to shop too, especially for more expensive things like Lululemon. So I highly recommend searching Facebook for those. Like the one I'm in, I think originally was a Chicago-based one, but a lot of people add shipping options so it can be nationwide and you can sell to whoever. Like also I sold a lot of my old sorority stuff, and there was a merch swap for that. It was like Alpha Phi merchandise swap, and I sold a majority of my Alpha Phi stuff on there. So that was really good. Yeah, so you just kind of got to like post things in different places and know your audience. But, and I'm sure there's different categories for different groups too. Like there might be like one that's like all baby clothes or all children's clothes or all men's clothes or whatever. Like I might try to find one, cause I still have a bunch of stuff of my dad's that was like fall golf attire, which like in the beginning of the summer when I restarted doing this, that wasn't necessarily popular, but that's about to be something that's more popular now. So again, you have to kind of like time out like what season you're going through of the stuff and then get rid of it. So then that brings me to the next step. Step number two is go through the items. So when you're going through your closet and you're like, all right, there's too much stuff, we need to get started somehow. You're going to make a donation pile and you're going to make a sell pile. And when you do this, you need to truly evaluate like, would people actually buy this item? Like if you hadn't worn this, like you have it for a reason, like you liked it at some point, right? So if you are like, I just don't like that item anymore because I've worn it too many times, or it still has the tag on it, like I liked it at some point but I just haven't found a time to wear it. If it has tags on it, I don't really care what it is, but I would try selling it. I wouldn't donate it right away because there's a chance that you can sell it to some capacity. It doesn't have to be full retail, doesn't even have to be half. That's another thing too. When you sell these items, truly evaluate like how much people are going to like pay for things. Like I used to think like I was trying to like make all this money. Like I have better luck with making things more affordable and I get rid of stuff faster. You also have to evaluate like, am I trying to make money on this one thing, or am I trying to get rid of it and not necessarily donate it, but like give it to a new home and someone's gonna give me a couple bucks for it. You know what I'm saying? That was a big thing I had to realize as I was going through this over the years. I thought I was just gonna like get rich quick by like making things more expensive, and that just like didn't work. People are more receptive to secondhand things if they are a good deal and they're less expensive. So truly evaluate, would people actually want this? Is the item in any condition to sell? And honestly, like this can be like the hardest part. And it's a lot of trial and error. This doesn't happen overnight. You're gonna have to see like what really sells and what doesn't. And so then once you have your piles of stuff, we're gonna get back to the donation pile because there's like a subcategory of the donation pile too, but I'll talk about that later. That's like the last step in everything. So the third step is now to take photos of your items. So you wanna make sure that you, if you are just hanging up the item and you're not like wearing it, that you have like a white background or a plain background so that you can easily see the item and the coloring of the item. Because if it's discolored at all, a lot of people ask questions on like what material it is and what color it truly is. Like, I feel like that happens a lot with like with navy, it like almost looks black. So you got to be careful with that. Obviously you mark the color, but some people just ask anyway. And make sure you have bright natural lighting. Try to do it in the day, in the morning, when you have like great natural sunlight, because the artificial lighting casts like yellow onto your photos. And for myself, I've noticed it makes them look really low quality, and I haven't seen success with that. I've seen way more success with the bright natural light photos. And if items don't fit you, then you could definitely just hang them up and take the photo. But if they do fit you, I do highly recommend taking a photo of your, like a mirror photo, like a mirror pic in the mirror with the item on, because then it shows the buyer what it looks like on a body. Because I feel like that's something that if you're buying secondhand, you want to like kind of see what it is. And you don't have to put like your height or weight or anything, but you can if you want. Like, that honestly might help if you're taller or shorter and you're like, this is on a shorter body, that might be helpful as well. I don't personally do that, but I just thought of it that that actually could be something that helps you. And if you have someone that can take a photo of you in the item, that's even better, because then they're truly seeing it head on as if you were taking a photo. Or if you really want to like step up your game, you could set up a tripod and have it be like really planned out. I definitely don't do that, but if you have the time and you already have a tripod and you're ready to go, all ears, just go for it. I think that would be, it would look really professional, and you would have probably great success doing that. And so the fourth step, after you have taken all the photos and everything, just realize that when you do post this stuff, it does take a long time. It's nothing that you, like, I mean, I've gotten really quick at it, but like writing the descriptions and doing this, and like your descriptions don't have to be super detailed. A lot of times I'll just write floral tank top from Francesca's boutique, and like, that's it. And if they have more questions, they ask more questions, you know? And because a lot of the apps within the app, you say like, if it's new with tags, if it, where it's from, like, how is the like condition of the product, you know? And so I don't feel like I need to retype all of that unless it's necessary. And so the more items you post, the better. So the more action and activity that are on your pages, specifically with Mercari, they literally like send me notifications saying like, the more you post, the more you sell. They like their algorithm. It's like, the more you post, the, it's kind of like, if we want to get back to social media, it's kind of like TikTok. The more you post, the more that the algorithm, I guess, boosts your stuff. And so, they like you to post more listings and have more listings. So that's why also I was, more willing and able to help my dad and my mom and my aunt and my cousin. And then now my aunt, I'm going to be helping her with her stuff. And once that stuff got going, my stuff sold, their stuff sold. It was like, we all were kind of helping each other. It's almost just like a digital garage sale at that point, when like your family is like, oh, you're having a garage sale, can I bring my stuff too? And you're like, well, sure, the more the merrier, because if you have more stuff, it just looks like a fuller store, you know? So this just helps your overall selling. And I also recommend to just post on as many platforms as possible if you're wanting to get rid of the items quicker. Or just, I mean, in general, like, it is, if you do have the time to do that, it is easier to post everything in general. But so this brings me to the final step. And that's when I mentioned the donation pile, that we were going to come back to that. Within the donation pile, if there's stuff that's really like ratty, or like, you're just like, this is not something that people would want, and like, not something that people wouldn't want, but if it's like a t-shirt from like when you were in high school or in college, that's like a sorority t-shirt that's like not gonna sell, and it's more of like a Goodwill kind of thing, then take it to the Goodwill, you know? But if there's things that you're just like, I don't know if necessarily that's gonna sell hanging up on a, like on a hanger with a photo, but you know, if someone else took it, they might be able to sell it. So there's this website. And I believe I talked about it in the last episode that I did about this, but I'm going to go into more detail. If all else fails, send your remaining items to ThredUp. And when I say remaining items, I'm also including, say you posted stuff in, like, I posted stuff in May on my sites, and there's been stuff that's been sitting since May and early June. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, do I want to keep sitting with these items? Like, do I want them to still take up room in my house, or do I want to get rid of them, but not necessarily donate them yet? Give them one more shot. They have one more shot before they get donated. And so that's where ThredUp comes in. So ThredUp is, I wish I was sponsored by them, because I feel like a lot of the YouTubers and stuff are getting sponsored by them, because they actually are really great. So basically what it is, it's a online consignment app and website where you take your items, you like print out a packing slip, like a, why can't I think of what that's called? Not a packing slip, like the FedEx label, like a shipping label. There you go. And they will, and you could fill up a whole box. I think it was like max up to like 30 pounds, like depending on how big of a bag or a box you get. But you could also like print out a few different labels and send multiple bags of stuff. But you just print out the labels for free and you fill it up with all of the stuff that you want. The last round that I did of that, we sent like a bunch of like purses and random things that just took up too much room. And it wasn't like I didn't want to try to sell them on my own. It was just too much. Like, I was like, let's just send it to ThredUp. You know, we had a big box lying around. I'm like, let's stuff this box with as much stuff as possible. So we sent it to ThredUp, and basically what it is they do take longer now with COVID, and it is a tedious process, but it's more of like a, you send it away and then like your money comes later, and it's kind of like a surprise. It's like as if you did drop it off at a donation site, and then like all of a sudden they have like a little check waiting for you, and you're like, oh wow, like I didn't think I could get that much for that, those certain things. And so whatever they choose to sell, they'll sell it and then give you a percentage of like the sale. And then whatever they don't choose to sell, they just donate on their own. So like that's the beauty of it, is it's like you're donating it, and like you're getting like a little gift at the end, because like some of your stuff obviously will sell if you send a ton of things, but some of the stuff won't, and they won't take certain things, and they're just going to donate it. So it's this nice cycle that you don't feel like you're totally getting rid of everything, but if it doesn't work out, it still goes to a good home. So it's a win-win. And also, if you don't have like boxes or certain things, I'm pretty sure you can request, they call it like a clean out bag, and they'll mail you the bag with the shipping label, and then you can send it from there if you don't have like any boxes or shipping supplies or don't feel like getting them. But if you do have this, also, that's another thing I forgot to include. Go on Amazon. I'm going to make a little Amazon link of the shipping supplies that I use, because I have different sizes for different things, and I'm going to link all of that. That's a really good idea. I need to write that down to make sure. I'm going to make sure that's linked in the description. Link Amazon shipping. Yeah, because if you don't have the right shipping stuff, you're going to spend, like, you're going to overpay for shipping things if you don't have, like, a little setup going on. And if you have a lot of stuff, like, you're going to be shipping often, and it's always good to just have your stuff. It's also nice if you online shop a lot and you have extra bags, keep those bags because you could reuse them. And if you need to ever like return stuff online, it's always nice to have extra shipping bags. So there's that. And I'm also going to see if I can get a ThredUp link for you guys because I think I have like a coupon link or something like associated with my personal ThredUp, but I don't know about that. But if it is there, it'll be in the description, linked in the description. I'll also be adding links to all of my pages, like my Mercari, my Depop, my Poshmark, all of that for reference, so you can look and see how I do everything. But also if you want to shop, and if you do want to shop, you just can message me about an item and say, you could literally just type over caffeinated and I'll know where you're coming from and I'll give you a discount. So again, if you have any questions about this, I definitely miss certain things because I just thought of like the shipping stuff, but we can make some other content deeper on the shipping, but this is what will get you started. And I feel like with how tedious of a task all of this is, it's good to just have that main base for where you're going to begin in your selling journey. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram or email me. My email is overcaffeinatedpod@gmail.com. And then, you know, my Instagram is @overcaffeinatedpod. And yeah, this was super fun. I'm glad we're getting back into this, getting into the side hustles. If you or someone you know has a side hustle and you want to come on the podcast and chat about it, please feel free to message me or email me, and I will hear from you guys soon, hopefully, and see you guys next week. Bye.